Simon Mahoney, 74, is a former Royal Marines young officer turned freelance artist and writer. In 2010, Simon was diagnosed with uveitis, an inflammation of a layer between the retina and the cornea. By the year 2018, he had lost his sight completely. The very same year, Simon released his autobiography, titled A Descent into Darkness, Blindness in Hindsight. A life that has seen a great amount of adversity in the past decade, Simon has not let tragedy affect his ability to look on the brighter side of life, and continue to break down barriers, despite his diminishing sight. We first spoke to Simon as he tells us how sight loss has changed his perspective on life, his past, present, and future.
I think, looking back now, my life actually quite neatly separates into three parts. Life before sight loss, because sight loss is a very significant event. Life when I was becoming blind, and life when I was blind. And in terms of looking at sight loss and how it affects your life, I think it's quite useful to look at it in that way. Growing up, I was very lucky. I was a services brat, which meant that my parents were going all over the world, which meant I had to go to boarding school, which quite frankly was my salvation. And I was written off as being pretty dense, but I still came out with O-levels and A-levels. And from there, I joined the Royal Marines as a young officer. Well, to be honest with you, that was a career choice which was probably not best for me, but it's one that I hadn't really considered anything else. And when it failed, it forced me to really look at what I wanted to do in my life. So for the next 25-odd years, I spent doing social work in places like Newcastle, Liverpool, various London boroughs. And then I'd had enough of the inner city and I came up to the Midlands, which is where I've stayed ever since. Right about 96, I'd had enough of social work. I then became a freelance artist, which I was actually quite reasonably successful at. The lack of feel-good factor in this country put a stop to that. So I had to go back to work, and I couldn't bear being in social work again. So I spent some time in the logistics field. Ended up as a supervisor, trainer, and shop steward. And I had 8 thoroughly enjoyable years, basically telling junior management, no, you can't do that. Sorry, mate, there are laws. And I had great fun for 8 years. And then about 2012, I was 65, and I thought, do I go on? Do I stop? Do I go on? And I thought, nah, I'm going to retire. So I came up to Ashbourne in Derbyshire. The plan was to improve my landscape painting and sell local landscapes to the tourists. You know, quite a reasonable plan on the face of it, except that one thing happened. I started to lose my sight. And the irony of it is, I bought my house because of the view. So at the moment, I can only remember it, but I can still remember it with great pleasure. That was really the first phase of my life.
So could you tell us what it was like when you started losing your sight, when you first started noticing?
I first started noticing when I had 3 or 4 incidents of where the hell did he come from when I was driving in the space of 100 yards. And I realised then that perhaps things were not as they should be. And I duly attended the eye clinic in Derby. They said, you got very, very aggressive. When I use words like that, you think, oh, God, curtain. Got very, very aggressive glaucoma. And just to make things interesting, you've also got uveitis. And just to make things even more interesting, you're developing cataracts. So effectively, over the space of 18 months, I had the experience of rapidly diminishing sight and not knowing what the hell was going on. Yes. So, I mean, one of the hardest things I found losing my sight was, okay, it was terrifying, but I was very, very lucky. With my experience as a social worker, knowledge of someone with a psychology degree and a master's degree in social work, I knew exactly what to expect in the way of the emotional roller coaster. I mean, it doesn't make it any easier to deal with, but at least if you know it's coming, you know you're not going bonkers. And of course, the other thing was that the time I spent in the Royal Marines gave me that little edge of, call it steel if you want. One of the things we were taught in the Royal Marines was always the question, what was possible? And that is my mantra with my sight loss. Question, what is possible? Was that way I keep moving forward.
So could you tell the listeners and myself something that you're proud of, that people might think is not possible, but you've proved is possible?
Oh, well, there are two things, I suppose. The first one is a physical thing, where I taught myself to sail a dinghy again, blind, totally blind. I can now sail a dinghy on the wind just by the feel of the hull, the sound of the water on the hull, the sound of the wind in the foresail, the feel of the wind on my cheek, and the direction of the sun. Because the direction of the sun will give me a nice rough guide to keep it on a straight line.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the wind, of course, will provide the subtle alterations, of course. Now, I always swore when I sailed, and I've sailed all my life, that if you couldn't sail a boat blindfolded, you shouldn't be in a boat.
Wow.
And then suddenly I had to put my money where my mouth was. And I tell you, the first session was chaos. Once I was able to sort out what the cues were and should be, easy peasy. The instructors were absolutely gog. How the hell are you doing it? I said, well, I'm doing it the same as anybody else does. Except, I said, when I think about it, a number of times, once I got a boat going, I just relax on the gunwale with my hand on the tiller and the other hand on the main sheet. Just shut my eyes and let it go. That's all I'm doing now. So that's one thing I'm particularly proud of. The other thing was that I was able to, as I said, because of my training, because of my background, because of my education, I was able to objectivise my sight loss. I was able to actually take notes of what it was like, what I was going through. And in the end, I wrote a book called Descent into Darkness, which was purely about my transit from being fully sighted to being severely sight-impaired blind. I've subsequently written another book, which is in the third phase of my life, called Winging It Blind, which is actually about being blind and living with it, which is a slightly different thing. Because when you're losing your sight, you're actually playing on a field where the goalposts keep on moving. Because one day you'll be able to do something, the next day you can't, and you're thinking, why can't I do it? And the next day you can do it again. Because when you're losing your sight, things like the initial lack of balance, well, sheer practice overcame that. The initial lack of confidence in what my hands were doing. And I actually devised a set of exercises to get the use of my hands back again. I can now seamlessly use my hands. But I also quite shamelessly use visualization in conjunction with using my hands. So whilst I know what my hands are doing from a sensory sense, I'm also visualising what they're doing, so that sort of backs it up a bit. And I find that I can cope quite well doing that.
Simon's latest book, First Catch Your Rabbit, is available on Amazon, as is his previous title, A Descent into Darkness. If you've been affected by any of the subject matter in this interview, feel free to give us a call at the Partially Sighted Society, 01302 965 195. We have many people from all walks of life get in touch with us, and our friendly team are well equipped to help you, no matter what your situation. That number again, 01302 965 195.